Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 11th of November. I hope you're all well. This is going to be the Masters preview. So I've had some bets on the Masters. I've put them in the Telegram group. I have got three pod horses for Kempton as well. And I'll go through them. News yesterday, Sam came home. We are getting another dog. Yes, he went to the RSPCA. There's a spaniel over there, 4-year-old spaniel that was found, I think, mistreated and abandoned in a yard. Has had some puppies. We're having it. Sam, she came home and said, showed me a picture and a video of this little spaniel in a cage. Said, they said we can have her, so we're having her. I did it for you. She said, you need a dog. So she did it for me, not for herself at all. She said, when things get back to normal, I'll be going over to Malta a lot on my own and don't like leaving you on your own. You need a dog. And then obviously people started asking the name, and it all just got into a state of disrepair on Twitter, started by Steve Williamson, who actually had quite a funny one, Spaniel Levy. Are you going to call it Spaniel Levy? And then some of them were just dreadful, none more so than Lord Dio, who you just let yourself down, son, with some dreadful ones. Did pull it a little bit out of the bag with Maurizio Pucciatino, and I agree with you then, plagiarism, lots of people jumped on that after you. But dreadful, you lot really need to find something else to do. I mention it every day, but the 109 this election, it's just madness, isn't it? You know when they say things are too good to be true? 109 Biden, when you read the rules on the projected electoral votes the market settled, there is no substance to any of these claims, no matter what people are saying. I've had a right old look into this. And you read that 274-page or 30, whatever it was, affidavit. I had a shimmy through that this morning of people just saying they saw this and saw that. Nothing's got any substance to it. I can't see how it's not a nailed-on winner. I think a lot of that price rise is people who've probably got quite a lot of money, obviously 500 million-plus market tied up. Just removing it at any price because they don't want to wait and hang around and probably sick of the shenanigans going on. But the 109 looks like you can get yourself a bit of interest, and this is not financial advice. You do whatever you want to do. Just looks madness to me. Somebody took issue with me saying about posting your results on Twitter. I preempted it by saying you're free to do what you want. My only view is, I don't know what you get out of it. That's fine. If that's what you want to do, carry on. I wasn't having a go at anybody. I just said, I don't get it. I don't get what putting a weekly win or a weekly loss to complete strangers, and that genuinely is what most people on Twitter are. I don't really get it. I just think you invite the wrong type of response and the wrong type of people. But you crack on. Don't worry about it. People, honestly, what is going on in the world? And then the final thing, that video, which I didn't realise, I hadn't seen it before, the bloke taking his bike through the level crossing. I just found it amusing that he, at the end, there's a video, it's on my Twitter, from Jeremy Vine, of a bloke hauling his bike through a level crossing while the barriers are down, and then the train comes and he waves his arm at the train driver as if he's in the wrong. But it is from 2017, I didn't realise that. Somebody tweeted it yesterday, Stephen Mangan, I think it was, I just saw that, and I hadn't seen it before, but madness. The world is bonkers. Anyway, let's do the golf. So, Masters 2020, the Old Club Championship. It's the first ever November Masters. Course will be playing longer and softer. Greens with the sub-air system, they can still get them up to 13. So, on the stimp meter. And the key sort of info coming out so far is that, yes, it's playing longer and softer, and the chipping is a little bit easier around the greens because there's a little bit more grass. They've not been able to cut it quite so tight with the damper conditions, and obviously not as much growth in November as you would get in the spring. I have absolutely no doubts that Augusta in general will try and make it play like the club championship it always does, as close as possible to an April event. The longest the course played in recent years was 2015, and more on that in a minute. I'll reference a certain player later with that. The market overview in general, it's very cramped at the top. You know, obviously we've now got 4, 5, 6 world-class players who are there every week. Johnson, DeChambeau, Thomas, McIlroy, you know, Schofield. There's a little sort of concentration of players who you would say are way ahead of the best. So the first five in the betting only separated by 4.5 points on the exchange. Course form here, you know, I keep calling it a club championship. It is the only major that returns to the same venue. You do often see the same winners. Course form here is massive compared to the other majors. It is the only one who returns there. That we haven't had a first-time winner since 1979. And I think before that it was 1935. So that shows you how often people turn up and win first time if not been there. Of the last 20 winners, all had previously finished in the top 40 at Augusta before. 13 of those 20 had had a top 10 finish at Augusta, and 7 of the last 20 had previously won at Augusta. So it is a tournament that you can chalk out half the field almost instantaneously. I have seen other people putting up, you know, people like Morikawa and that, just think they haven't been there before. So I just put a line through them. I can't, you know, that stat will be broken, I'm sure, but from a betting medium, not for me. So the market leaders, you've got market leader Bryson DeChambeau, bookie's best price of 8, exchange 9. If you're any interest in golf, probably sport, unless you've been under a rock, you cannot fail to hear this guy's name almost daily. Obviously he's bulked himself up trying to hit the ball as far as possible, and you'd think that from the talk he was winning by 20 shots every week with the hype surrounding him. It's just simply not true. Sure, he went and won the US Open and won it well. I think his strategy that week of being aggressive and turning up and whacking it around the golf course caught the field out, who typically turned up and played with caution for a US Open. That tends to be the approach at the US Open, is caution first. I expect next year at the US Open we'll see more players grip it and rip it a bit. But outside that win, his other 4 appearances in the last 5 starts are a miscut, 50th, 25th and 8th. He's hardly blowing the world apart. He's not ripping people to pieces. He's not beating everybody. Good player, yes. Capable of winning it, yes. 8-1, I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole. I'd much rather lay a place here for him. Drives it well and draws the ball, which is required at Augusta, but Augusta is so much more than that. You've got to get the ball in the right place. His approach play compared to McIlroy, Thomas, Johnson is way down. His touch around the greens is down compared to them. But he does hole out well from sort of 5-10 feet, which will be required this week. But overall, I can easily put a line through him round here. If he wins, so be it, you know. But there's just not, I can't see a year ever in this tournament that I could back him at 8-1 against the sort of strength of field at the top we've got now. His best finish so far in 3 goes here is 21st in 2016. I just think the 8-1 is ridiculous. I couldn't, as I say, lay in a place for me is the way to go. I don't think he'll be even close to it. That's my truth. You know, amazing in golf, it's like we're at the driving range, all of a sudden I'll look how far that guy hits it as opposed to what it actually takes to win. Next best is Dustin Johnson, bookies price 17-2, exchange 9.8, and here is a man with course form. Last 5 Masters, 2nd, 10th, didn't play the 3 years ago when he fell down the stairs when he was favourite the eve of the tournament. In his rented house, he fell down the stairs, done his foot in or something. So 2nd, 10th, didn't play, 4th and 6th. Won a major, obviously I think a lot of people, me included, think he should have won more. His form this year has been outstanding, played 5 tournaments, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 6th, 2nd. I'd go as far to say if he plays well, he wins. I would guess. He had a break for COVID-19, I think he got that and came back and finished 2nd last week in Houston, albeit a weak field. But he has every attribute, and I'm sure that he will win a Masters one day. everything looks good for him this week, and certainly of the two market leaders, I would prefer him. However, I'm not comfortable backing players at single figures to win golf tournaments of this magnitude. So it's maybe one that if you've got a bet that you've got to save your stakes on him. But I've got better betting opportunities. Remember, I like to bet on price, not about winning. I just don't want to back him at that price. But I think he's got a fantastic chance this week. If you want to back a market leader, I don't think you can go far wrong with him. Next is John Rahm in the betting. Bookies 10, best price 11.5. 10 best price, 11.5 in exchange. Got to have a huge chance. Arguably one of the most solid players at the moment, in all departments alongside Dustin Johnson. He's done everything the last 4 years bar win a major, and surely that will come. I think he will win a major. He's finished top 10 here last 2 years. He's got a scoring average of 1.5 under par, 70.5 around. My only squiggle with him is that his major performance overall is patchy at best. He's not been within three of the lead going into a final round. I think he needs to be in the heat of one of these before he wins one. I still think there's a little question mark over his temperament. I don't know whether anybody saw the skimmed one across the water for hole in one last night on 16 in the practice round. So I think he's obviously feeling chipper, but I would like to see the guy compete first before I have my money on him at these sort of prices. Being in the heat of a major, he has got previous of making bad decisions, losing his lid a little bit. And obviously a major of this magnitude would test that to the absolute limit, and perhaps he needs to go through that, maybe lose one and learn to win that way. I'm not saying he can't win, but just again at the price I wouldn't want to get involved with that squiggle question mark for me. Next is Justin Thomas, bookies 12, exchange 13.5. my long held view, and I've mentioned it many times to other people, is I think as a golfer all round, this is the best of the top players when he's playing well. I think he is the man who could go on and sort of get the world number one spot and hold on to it for a while. I love the way he plays golf, love his attitude to game. But I say that, and he hasn't gone on and done that. I said it a couple of years ago that I thought he would be the man, but obviously Johnston's ahead of him in the rankings, Rahm. So for some reason he hasn't done that, but he's still a fabulous golfer. Maybe he just looks a better player. He looks technically very good. Certainly he can win. He'll be lots of people's favourites here, I'm certain. I'm fairly sure he'll be up there. But he's not the winner for me. The fact he fades the ball as opposed to draws it puts me right off. He's a natural fader of the ball, moves it left to right. Here you need to move it right to left. Think people like Trevino and Montgomery around Augusta. He's not had an Augusta top 10 in four appearances, and I think that's the reason why. Admittedly, he's got better every year, but I still think it'd be a few more years for him to actually find a way to play this course to win it. Against the people he's playing against, if you're a natural left to right player, to play that golf course is very difficult. I actually see it as a venue he won't conquer, playing the players he's playing at the minute. Not saying he won't be up there, but I think it's really difficult for him to win with that shape of shot. So I can quite easily chalk him off. If he wins, he wins. It's a field, they're all good players, but that's my thinking with Thomas. Next is McIlroy, also bookies 12, exchange 14. And personally, I think if there is a year that McIlroy wins the Masters, he needs it for the Grand Slam, it will be this year. This will be the week. The course totally fits his game. He is a drawer of the ball, high drawer. A lot of his big wins have been on longer, softer courses, and I think he will absolutely fancy it this week. If he doesn't beat himself, he's another one, he can beat himself. He's just got a great chance. And we won't know until the gun goes off, whether he beats himself. That's what he did at Portrush in the Open in Northern Ireland. I do think the fact that going into this, all the attention is on Bryson, where, McIlroy has been the one people talk about for years, particularly with regard to the Grand Slam. But I think now it seems to have moved to Bryson, and is he going to use a 48-inch driver? How far is he going to hit it? So it must help him. He's going to be, you know, he's coming with that, always being high profile. He's a little bit more under the radar now. He has stated, which he rarely does, that he's totally happy with his game, whereas previous years, always something not quite right, I'm not padding quite well enough, or I want my driving to be better. He says his game is good. And I think that where it used to affect him, having that one element probably at the back of his mind, he feels happy. I think he's absolutely made for this week. I am no Rory fan at all, but he's got 5 top tens in the last 6 Masters. Admittedly, didn't threaten to win any of them. He has led here by 5-6 shots, you know, 8-9 years ago. Solid form the last 12 months. I think he's the best value of the main fancy protagonists. And I think if he doesn't win it this week, then he's going to find it really hard to win it. I think it's absolutely set up for him to win that, to win this week. And then next in the betting, what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is Brooks Koepka. Bookie 16, exchange 19. And for me, he has to be a bet at the price this year. Last year, he'd have been in the top 3 in the betting. Knee trouble, bit of patchy form. But he came back and finished 5th last week. He's not shy on confidence, self-belief. He said last week he would have won. He changed his driver pre-tournament. Didn't play well on the Friday, Saturday. Changed it back to his old driver for the weekend. Shot 65-65 to finish 5th. He's clearly got his game back. The old driver will be in use this week. He was 2nd here last year. 4 majors in the bag. Not scared of winning. I just think he's too big a price compared to the others, 19 on the exchange in particular. I think he's got a bit of a point to prove. I don't think he's a massive fan of Bryson, given the last 12 months. And I think if he gets a sniff, he won't panic. He's one of those, he'll hang around and sort of almost Nicholas and Woods-like, wait for others to make mistakes. So I think Brooks Koepka, again, at the price, is definitely a play. Xander Schauffele, he makes up the sort of top 7, if you like, before you get a break in the betting. And he's another I've said will win a major. Really good all-round player. But the facts, he keeps getting beat. It's simple as that. He just doesn't win enough. And he is in danger of perhaps being a Matt Kuchar-like money-making machine, but not a serial winner. For that reason alone, at the prices this week, you know, given what he's up against, and with the course suiting players like McIlroy, Moore, I can just pass him over. So it's one of those not for me, as they say. Could well win it. You know, any of these players are capable of winning it. They're top players in the game. But at the prices, you know, and that's what it all comes down to, I couldn't be backing Schauffele at 16, I think, and 18, 19 on the exchange. Not for me. So that's the top 7 in the betting. And then, as I say, then we get the gap in the market, and this is for me where the value is, and I've got a couple of plays that I really like, and I've put my money down already, posting them in the Telegram group through this week. Patrick Cantlay for me is a bet. He's 25 at the bookies, exchange 30. He won 3 weeks back with the likes of Rahm and Thomas around him, and didn't get fazed. You know, won comfortably. He draws the ball. He has everything needed to win here. More so than Thomas. Top 20 in driving distance. Top 20 in putting form, 10 to 15 feet, which you need well at Augusta. He did hit the front at Augusta last year when Tiger won it. Wobbled, admittedly. I think I can excuse anybody wobbling with the Tiger mania that was building in that week that was horrific for me. So who wouldn't? And I'm sure he will have learnt from that. I think he's built for a major, I really do. I think this course suits him. He's shot 64 around here. I think he could have a really big week, Cantlay. And at 30 on the exchange, is definitely a bet for me. And then Bubba Watson. Bubba is 38-40 on the exchange. Bubba's had his own demons, weight loss, playing that pink ball, lack of confidence. But he has openly said he's in a much better place now mentally. He's won here twice. He's a player that does do well at courses he likes. I think he gets a bit homesick. I remember when he came over and played in France, and he just, because he was away from America, he hated it. I think he likes to be and have his home comforts and be in certain places, and Augusta is one of those places that he feels at home. His game's trending in the right direction. Top 10s in the last 2 starts. one of those players, he'll either be there or he'll miss the cut. But I have a sneaky feeling it's going to be the form of the soft conditions. He hits, works the ball, hits a high ball flight. All these things I think will suit him. So it could be a big week for Baba. So I think at 38-40 is a bet. The next one, for me, my eyes popped out when I saw the price. Justin Rose, 66 at the bookies, 90 on the exchange. In my opening preamble, I said the course played longest in 2015. Two players separated themselves from the field, got caught on the last day. Rose did, but it was Spieth and Rose. Spieth went on and won it, dazzled the world that year. Rose finished runner-up and Mickelson came and called him up on the last day. Admittedly, back then, Rose was in better form than he is now, and he had that ridiculous equipment change. You know, totally unnecessary. How much money do these guys need? Went from TaylorMade to Honma. He's gone back again, ditched that. He's got one of the best on-course attitudes in the game, one of the best golf swings in the game. He's patient, he's disciplined. Prior to that equipment change, the 4 years previous, last year he had the equipment change, missed the cut here. But prior to that, he was 12th, 2nd, 10th, 2nd here. Only out the top 20 in two of the last 10 Masters. As I say, one of those was last year, missing the cut. And I'm just writing that off as the aforementioned equipment shambles. A 75%, 80% Rose will compete here. I'm convinced of it with his course form, the way he plays the game. And even if he doesn't win, 66 to 1 and 90 are ridiculous prices for one of the most consistent players in the game. Top 20 last time out a couple of weeks back. May hint that his game's not too far from being back to where it be on a course that he's going to love turning up at. Price is simply too big. Rose 66 and at the bookies 90. And the final one for a little dabble, just because if you don't, you'd hate yourself. And you have to include him, is Tiger. Tiger bookies 45, exchange 60. You know, he loves it here. He can't take that away. What, won it five times. He'll be looking to match Jack Nicklaus's six. The place makes him play well. Even, you know, he's defending champion. Can't forget that. He won it last time. Even when he came back a few years from injury, sort of rushed back from injury and played here, he still got himself in amongst the leaders then, before fading slightly. And he had a bit of a dodgy drop or something. I seem to remember he dropped in the wrong place. But you just cannot put a line through Tiger at Augusta at 40 to 1 plus. And one of the reasons why I want to play him on the exchange, if he does start well or get it going, the market will almost certainly implode and overreact, so you'd be able to get out. Obviously, that relies on him playing well. He hasn't been great this year, but it's Augusta, and I can't not have something on him. Just more as a trading angle on the exchange. So I'm going to wait until tomorrow morning, see what the price is, and I will look to play him as a trade, Tiger, because it will overreact. You know, not big money, it'll be small money, but just maybe one that you can get in and get yourself a nice position on him relatively quickly, if he starts well in particular. I genuinely, other than that, cannot see above the past those for the winner. My, you know, these are my opinions, my thoughts, could be wrong. People are saying Patrick Reed, who has won here, but other than that, he's not great here. His figures aren't great other than that one win. It's sort of 32nd, 40th. And the US Open showed he's fragile. A lot of people like Finau. I've said before and talked about golf, he's just not a winner for me. The guy just doesn't win, so I just couldn't have him. I can't have fragile people. I can't be doing with him. Morikawa, good player, but it's his first time here. Jason Kokrak playing well, but another one, his first time here, hits it a long way. Could be a sort of surprise first round leader bit, something like that, but not for me as a winner. Day, another one, playing okay, but just not a winner for me these days. Always got something wrong with him, and he, you know, gets up there and gets vertigo or whatever it may be. Webb Simpson, probably not good enough tee to green to win here. Fantastic putter, you know, done really well. Good player, Webb Simpson, but I don't think his game suits this golf course. And Tyrrell Hatton, I think people are barking mad. I think he may well be one of, if not the most improved players in the last 12 months, but that's a massive jump to winning round here. And at the price, I think the price is mental. Like, I'd want 40, 50 Tyrrell Hatton to be getting involved, certainly not 28. and one player I've had a few throwaway quid on at a big price, just because he's a really good ball striker. Plays okay here when he did play it, but his ball striking is right for this golf course, and I just think he's too big, is Corey Connors, who is 150 at the bookies and 400 on the exchange. So my Masters bet, although I fancy... I think Johnson's got a great chance. I've not bet him. I've had a little bit on McIlroy as a cover. I've backed Koepka. I've backed Cantlay. I've backed Watson. I've backed Rose. A little bit on Woods with a view to trade it, and a little bit on Connors to just in case, you know, another one. If 400, if he goes well, put good ball striker. He's going to shorten up. But my sort of three main tournament bets, if you like, are Cantlay, Watson and Rose, and I've covered on McIlroy because I do think this could be his week. So that is it. That is my Masters preview. For anybody who's interested, I might have been talking to myself for a few minutes. And then we've got the horses, pod horses. I've got three. Kempton 4 o'clock, Bull Ace, Kempton 5:35, Kezana, and Kempton 8:05, Al Coot. We had three winners out of the eight horses yesterday, including Drumaine Legend at 8.11, which was lovely. So we made a little nice little profit of about four and a half points to Betfair SP on the win market yesterday, a little bit on the place. So still running along nicely. That's it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.